Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to be so rude. It's just, you know, when I got here, you were really focused on, is that Excel? Really? That? Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Excel. It's just, I'm just. Anyway, you were just, you know, really, really just. I mean, you didn't even hear me come in. So, I didn't want to interrupt because that would be rude. So I just thought I would, get something to eat because I'll be honest with you, I'm bloody starving and I cooked the vending machines on the way up. And can I just say, oh my God, your vending machines are amazing. The selection is just so vast. Well, I thought to have a little picnic while I waited for you because, who am I? Oh, I didn't introduce myself. Oh, that's just, this is just, oh, this is awkward. Oh, this is just, this is just, oh. So there's no real easy way to say this. Chocolate? How about biscuit? How about yogurt? Because health is important. I mean, it's actually not that healthy because it's got chocolate and biscuit in it. You might notice a recurring theme. I love me some chocolate and some biscuits. Yes, who am I? I am your. I'm your, Oh boy, I've messed up. Yeah, I've really messed up. I should have just, should have just done it while you were, focused on Excel. Now this is, just awkward. And I'm not really good with people. Which is why I took up this line of work because, I don't really deal with people. I deal with dead people. And, no, don't panic. It's the gun. It's because I'm pointing a gun at you. So, are you sure you don't want a biscuit? Might make you feel better. No? Okay, understandable. I am holding a gun on you. Oh, I have really messed this up. Oh, this was meant to be a simple in and out. Just clean, cut, and then just, get the train home. Oh, because I was gonna shoot you. So you should know that I haven't slept in about 7 days and, you're not seeing me at my best. I'm a really good assassin. I am top tier. I am the best. Like your vending machines, I have a vast selection of kills. Not like your vending machines. Wait. Will these kill me? Are these poison biscuits? Because if they are, that's kind of cool. But also, kind of, negligent to have poison biscuits in your office vending machines. Is that why someone wants to kill you? No, wait. I know why someone. It's here somewhere. Give me a minute. No. You just carry on with your Excel. I'll find it in a minute. What am I looking for? The kill order. It's here somewhere. Sorry, I'm a bit disorganized at the moment. Like I said, I haven't slept in 7 days, and you can only survive on caffeine for so long. Well, caffeine, chocolate, and biscuits. Are you sure you don't want a biscuit? Hey, here it is. It's stuck to the biscuit packet. So, oh, give me a minute. I need my glasses. No, I don't need my glasses. It's just. What does that say? My eyes are kind of. I'm seeing double. Which, I mean, in your case, is not a bad thing because you're pretty cute. That was really inappropriate because. Yeah, sorry about that. What's it say? Your ex-girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend wants to kill you. seems a bit harsh. Why does she want... Oh, no, no, it's double-sided. Just let me peel it off the biscuit packet. Oh, okay, she's not your ex-girlfriend. She's actually your competition. Oh, well, that's a bit twisted. Wow. Wow. Oh, she's quite full of herself, isn't she? This is really detailed. Just really, really detailed. Wow. Not gonna lie, your ex, bit of a bitch. Wow. I mean, I've had some dodgy relationships in my time. You know, it comes with the territory. You know, it's quite difficult to have a relationship as an assassin. Especially when you're a top tier assassin, like me. Sorry, did you just laugh at me? I have a gun. And I'm pointing it at myself. Don't do that. Sorry about that. But yeah, I don't know how to break this to you. But your ex-girlfriend, she, oh mate, that's rough. Oh no, that's real rough. I don't know how to tell you this. I'll just tell you. Well, I'll summarise because, yeah, she really loves to talk about herself. In summary, your ex-girlfriend was dating you because she wanted to steal your secret formula, and obviously you dumped her, so she, you know, placed an order for you to be killed. Wow, that's rough. That is seriously rough, being killed over an Excel formula. Wow. I think that's a first. An Excel formula. Well, you're doing Excel and... Oh, like a secret formula. Because you're a scientist. That explains the white coat. That, okay. Because I was a bit worried because, you know, a white coat's a bit... It's a bit dodgy. And you're pretty, you know... Well, you're hot. You're really hot. And that's so inappropriate. You don't tell someone you're about to kill that they're hot. That is just... My apologies. You know what? I shouldn't have taken this job. I really, really shouldn't have taken it. But to be honest, I need the money. I need the money. Because sending a corgi to fat camp is really expensive. Corgi? Who's got a corgi? I don't have a corgi. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you want to see a picture? Do you? Okay. Okay. This is Portly. Look at him. This is him when he was a puppy. He's so cute, right? And then this is him when he's still a puppy. I shouldn't really show you all the pictures, should I? Because there are 2007, I took one of him this morning when he was wearing a bow tie. Oh my god, he's so cute. Anyway, this is my corgi, Portly, and he's... Well, I just had to check that he wasn't here because, Well, I don't like to say the F word around him because he's sensitive. He's a sensitive corgi. But he's also a fat corgi. A really, really fat corgi. Mostly my fault. Biscuits. Well, I really like biscuits and he really, really likes biscuits. But, yeah. Biscuits are sometimes food. He's got a bit of a problem. Well, no, I have a problem because when he looks at me, I can't say no. So now he's really fat. But on the internet, I found this really exclusive, really, really expensive fat camp for corgis. Now, you wouldn't think that was a thing, but apparently puppy dog eyes are a known problem. So, you know, of course I have to send him there, but it's super expensive. I mean, ridiculously expensive. I mean, wait. Why would a fat camp for corgis be so expensive? Oh no. Oh no, it's a scam, isn't it? It's a scam. It's a bloody scam. Oh, bollocks. I knew it was too good to be true. I absolutely knew it was too good to be true. Well, I feel bad. Well, because that was the only reason I took this job. Oh, well, this is awkward. I mean, I should kill you. I have the order. Though, to be fair, your girlfriend. Sorry, ex-girlfriend. Good on you for dumping her. You can do much better. She's a bit of a bitch. And by a bit of a bitch, I mean a raging bitch. And I mean, maybe it's because I haven't slept in 7 days. Maybe it's because I'm feeling slightly stupid for being taken in by a frankly ridiculous internet scam, but I'm not feeling too inclined to kill you. You know, you're cute. You're smart. I mean, you're a scientist. You've got a white coat. I don't really want to kill you. But obviously, if I don't, someone will. What? So what? What is in these bloody biscuits? Because I could have sworn that you just said... I could have sworn that you just said that... Yeah, you just said it again. You did. You just said that they can't kill you if I protect you. If I protect you. Are you serious? You're serious. You're actually serious. Like, I'm not being rude, but you're not seeing me at my best. And you would actually trust me to protect you. Oh, see, now I'm questioning just how smart you are, because what alarm? What? You've got a security system. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh. So what? Ninjas? Where? Yeah, those are ninjas. They're ninjas. Look at them. Look at them. See, that's the thing about bloody ninjas. They're just show-offs. They're just... Look at them. Look at them. No. Look, the way they're, you know, jumping around. They don't need to do that. They don't need to do that. Show-offs. Bloody ninjas. You know, I could be a ninja if I wanted to. I am not a show-off, and that's why you didn't know I was here. You didn't. No, you didn't. Not until I dropped that packet of biscuits. Exactly. I got past your fancy security system. In fact, I didn't even realise you had a security system. I really need to sleep. Just really need to sleep. What? What ninjas? Oh, those ninjas. Oh, it's fine. You've got like 5 minutes. Look, I know ninjas. They're waiting for you to set off an alarm and then they'll rush in and they'll kill you and then... Ninjas are so predictable. They are just... Ugh. What? Are you sure you want to hire me? Because I did come with every intention of killing you. I just got distracted by the biscuits. And the chocolate. It's a really nice chocolate. Do you want some? No, take it. It's fine. I've got plenty. I literally cleaned out your machines. Obviously, I paid for it. I didn't pay for it. So what? All the chocolate and biscuits I can eat. No. I am not a biscuit whore. I am not that easily swayed. You know, a dog personal trainer. No, I'm not falling for it. Wait, it's legitimately a thing. Really? Wait, how do you know A dog personal trainer. You've got a Labrador. Can I see a picture? Oh, look who's... Oh. He's quite, you know, he's a bit...
Is he here?
Sorry, she.
Is she here?
Well, you know, you can't say the F word in front of them because they're sensitive. Well, she is a bit... fat. No, what? Is this her now?
Wow, that is... That's such a difference. Wow.
Would you introduce me? I mean, if I took the job. Really? Well, that'd be amazing. I mean... It would be bad form, though. I mean... Really, I don't know. I've got a reputation, you know? I meant to kill you, not work for you, and... But your ex-girlfriend, really a bitch. And Portly really does need to lose weight, and... All the biscuits I can eat. Because you should know, I can eat a lot of biscuits. All right, you've got a deal. Shake. No, that's a gun. Shake. What? Oh, no, it's too late. It's too late to have second thoughts. This is a contract. Shake. Great. So, guess I'm gonna go and kill me some ninjas. I'll just have a biscuit before I go. Could you, set off an alarm? Just so they'll, you know, come and kill you and then I can just, you know, dispatch them nice and quick. What? It's perfectly safe. No one's going to kill you. You've got a bodyguard. Okay, that's a fair point. Like I said, you're not seeing me at my best. Tell you what. Don't take your eyes off that screen. I'm going ninja hunting. Oh, I don't wanna. Oh. Well, it's just I've had a lot of biscuits, so I'm gonna have to jump around and be a show off. But it's all right. It's all right because I'm a professional. And afterwards, I'm... Well, could I take a nap on your sofa? It just looks really comfortable. Ooh, can I, you maybe, you know, use your white coat as a blanket? If I kill the ninjas, I can. Consider them dead. What? Well, it could be worse. I could have killed you. Exactly. I'll be back in... How many ninjas are there? 4. I'll be back in about 12 minutes. 3 minutes a ninja. No problem. Actually, make it 16 minutes. Well, I'm just going to stop via the vending machines. Just going to get a can of Pepsi. Need a bit of a caffeine boost, you know. Not that I have a problem. I do have a problem. But you've got a bigger problem because you've got 4 ninjas coming to kill you. So, you know, my Pepsi addiction pales in comparison. So 16 minutes. 20 minutes top. 25. Like I said, haven't slept in a week. And when I come back, nap time. Maybe we could cuddle. That's so inappropriate. I'm so sorry. Although we could cuddle if you like. Too soon, too soon. Maybe later? Really? Wow. Okay, I'm gonna go and kill some ninjas. Sure you don't wanna just set off the alarm so I can just wait here for them to come and kill you? Okay, okay, okay. You're the boss. How do you feel about, you know, interpersonal relationship with people who work for you? We could talk about it afterwards. Great. Over biscuits? And Pepsi. Oh, you know how to treat a girl. I will be right back in about 25 minutes.